Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Heath's Unpopular Opinion, where I'm still getting harassed about my love for Q-tips and that cleansing sensation that it gives me every day. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, listen to my past episode. But also from my past episode, I was going to mention what my funeral plans are going to be. This will also just this episode will probably just constitute for my will. But here we go. What's going to happen is it's going to be on a cow farm, cow pasture. Everyone's going to be there. And then there's going to be a musical number. It's going to be some insanely dope-looking cowboy with a guitar, and he's going to sing this song. It's called All My Tears. I think it's like a hymn or something, but it's just a really dope-sounding one. If you listen to this band called The Lower Lights, their version of this song, it's actually super cool. It goes like this. When I go, don't cry for me, in my father's arms I'll be. And then I forgot the rest of the song, but then it's just super cool sounding. And it's just like, basically it's talking about how much death is a joke because of how cool it's going to be when I'm dead. But anyway, that's going to happen. And then they're going to take my body, throw it up on like a, I don't know, like one of those, what do you mean call those? It's just like a box. So, I don't know, just throw it on like a cardboard box or something. Then they're going to light me on fire. And it's just going to, yeah, like drench me in gasoline. Totally light me on fire. So then it's going to be a giant Jedi funeral, basically, where everyone's just having a party around my dead, burning body. So that would be really cool. And it's either going to be
roast marsh.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Roast marshmallows.
Roast marshmallows. Yeah, I probably smell butt awful. But as long as you use Reese's and not Hershey's, it should be fine. Dude, you know what actually pees me off hardcore is when people say Reese's Pieces. Like, it literally says Reese's Pieces. Like, it's like it doesn't rhyme. It doesn't, it's not an alliteration, people. It's Reese's Pieces.
I love Reese's Pieces.
Ugh. Like, if literally any of you say that and you follow me on social media, I'd rather just take the hit. Just unfollow me because I really don't want to follow you anymore if you say Reese's Pieces.
You need to tweet that right now.
I still haven't made one tweet.
You need to tweet and say Reese's rhymes with pieces, not Reese's Pieces.
How do I even type that? They would probably think that, it was saying Reese's rhymes with pieces.
Okay, put in there, Reese's rhymes with pieces. It's not Reese's rhymes with feces. Like, that's what you can put feces. That to people. Like, Reese's feces.
Reese's pieces is feces. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow, that was kind of profound, low-key. But anyway, so either Zaxby's, Jimmy John's, or High Chew's is going to cater my funeral. I still don't know which. Originally, in my lifetime, well, I guess I'm still alive. I'm not yet dead talking about my funeral.
Yet.
One of the dreams I used to have was to open up Jimmy John's franchises across the entire face of the planet. So I would be bringing Jimmy John's sandwiches to like Africa and like Madagascar and Papua New Guinea and Djibouti and all the places. So yeah, I don't know. I think in like Asia, mainland China, there'd just be a giant Jimmy John's right in the middle. That's always a dream that I had, but then I stopped whenever I realized that franchises would be kind of hard to do, and I don't have money to start that off in the first place. But anywho, back to my funeral. So after my body's done burning, they're going to take the ashes. This is where it starts getting actually nuts. They're going to take my ashes, scatter it upon the cow pasture, so that way the cows will start eating it along with the grass. So that way I will be in my favorite animal, in cows, and they will be in me. So that way it'd be cool just to be a part of a living cow. And then whenever the cows get slaughtered, people would also be eating my ashes, which means that I would also just be like, I would just be forever. I'd just be living in like everything. In people. Yep, that's the plan.
I'm crying, not laughing.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. So if someone wants to come assassinate me whenever they want to get that funeral party started, I'm all for it. Just let me know when. There's a few things I need to do before I die. Okay, next question. Well, I guess the first one wasn't even a question. But okay, so this is the actual start of the podcast. My unpopular opinion. What do I think about yard work? Literally, this is one of probably the most things I'm passionate about because of how much I genuinely hate yard work. It is the stupidest waste of time on the face of the planet. I hate yard work. I just hate yards. Frankly, I hate everything about houses and like construction and renovation. Just that smell when you walk into Lowe's or Home Depot makes me go into like an anaphylactic shock. I hate that stuff. I hate talking about it. Mostly because every weekend for a lot of my life, I would have to go out and do a lot of stuff that literally in the end made no sense. Because guess what, people? It's 2020. Vines still always grow back. You still put poison on stuff. It never works. Ants always come back. You can't get rid of those. God, your lawn is... mowing your lawn is the most futile thing ever. It always comes back. Why can't it be the social norm to just have long, tall weeds? I understand it's a respectable, manly thing if you want your yard to look all prissy, but, I mean, have mercy, people. It makes no sense.
It's either so you can walk in people's yards and not get bit by snakes.
We have doors. We don't even need yards. You could just build a bigger house. You don't need it. Play? Go to a park. There's more motivation to get people outside and talk to other people. Oh, my gosh. Whenever I grow up, I literally just plan on just having cement. There will not be a yard.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a giant basketball court in my front yard.
A lot of people, yeah, that's perfect. And a lot of people do like rock yards too. Like they'll just have rocks instead of grass.
But those are also ugly. Like those things in Arizona where it's just pink poop rocks that are really sharp. Those also benefit nothing. Like at least make it usable in some way or else that's literally just land that's just wasted that you could have given back to the Native Americans. But no, you decide to throw some poopy rocks on there and do absolutely nothing with it. God. Ugh. God, same thing with cleaning houses, man. Okay, last thing about this.
Oh.
Like, you know, like whenever... like your parents or something just like keep forcing you to clean your room and make it look like literally nobody even lives in your house. Like dust everything. There is a place for everything and everything in its place. Blah, 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 blah. It's like, God, you know, I also eat here, right? Like it's okay to leave like stuff on the counter. It's okay to maybe not perfectly fold a towel and put it in a specific spot. Oh my gosh. I hate everything related to houses. Hate it. Except posters. I think posters are cool. You should definitely hang up a lot of posters. Yeah. There's that. And if you got those cool, like, recliners, I'm also into recliners. But other than that, that's the only furniture that should be necessary, is posters and recliners. Beds are overrated. Next question.
No comment.
This comes from a friend and it says, why isn't 11 pronounced 1T1? I'm leaving that. I'm leaving that. I left that as like a blank on purpose to let people think about that for themselves for a second. But then there was also just enough blank, just like noise, where they really realize that who the heck even cares? I can't count to 11 anyway. Math is just dumb. Yeah. Hey, name one time you used algebra in your life since you graduated middle school.
At all my jobs.
Aren't you like a floor salesman? Get out of here.
We have to do like area. We've got to make sure we've got like the square yard.
Oh, God, stop. Gonna cost stop. Her. Stop it. Anyways. Stop. Please never say area around me.
Area,
square, miles, whatever you said. Ugh. No, yeah. Math is definitely unnecessary. You heard it here first, folks. Math. What is the worst food you've ever eaten after brushing your teeth? You know that sensation. You just brushed your teeth after using your... I don't even know. There should be a word for that feeling after you brush your teeth and it makes your mouth feel all weird and you have that toothpaste breath. Toothpaste breath.
Perfect.
On the spot.
Tibet. That's what it's called. Tibet. That's the shortened version.
You making fun of Tibet?
No. Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, Yeti probably has toothpaste breath. He lives in Tibet. Yeti breath. That's what it's called. Before that gets even deeper down that weird rabbit hole we just went down, we're going to talk about the worst thing I've ever eaten after brushing my teeth. Definitely Sunny Delight. I remember it like it was yesterday. Just a little kid eating one of them cookies and cream Pop-Tarts, man, flopping out of the toaster. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cookies and cream is the best flavor Pop-Tart. But then, other than the peanut butter ones, those are actually freaking gas. But anyway, you start eating that cookies and cream thing. You're like, heck yeah. And then I drunk that little orange Sunny D, man. Then it all just went downhill. That's when I became a man. It was like your first time drinking alcohol, dude. You're like, oh my gosh.
How do you know that's what it's like?
Next question. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what it's like. I've seen too many TV shows to just know what that's like. Or at least that's how it's portrayed. I will never drink alcohol in my life. Never drinking a sip thus far, and ain't gonna happen, Satan. Thanks. Okay, last thingy. I think this one means a lot to a lot of people, so I'm going to do my best.
As you laugh.
Yeah. This is definitely just a joke. My thoughts on the movie Ratatouille.
I'm sorry, hold on. All right, I'm good.
Not gonna lie, whenever this was first submitted, I was like, which one's Ratatouille? Is that the one wherever the one chick is making out with that rat in France?
That's the B movie, bro.
Yeah, I got that confused like in some weird morphed thing with the B movie and 50 Shades of Grey. But Ratatouille, the only thing after looking up like a 1 minute synopsis online was there was that one kid with the really big nose, who's basically like a weird combined version of Mario and Luigi and a ginger guy. And just
Linguini.
Wow, you know his name. It kind of sounds like Luigi, yeah, too.
It does.
But yeah, he hitting up with this weird, thick, really angry French lady who cares way too much about her nudes. But then what happens is, at the end, some really crotchy old man eats some circles on a plate and then loves this rat's food. So, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, it's not the weirdest movie plot I've ever heard. And I think it was like 2006 when I last watched that movie. So I'll give it a solid. I'll be generous here. 7 out of 10. 7.
Wow, I thought you were gonna say 6, but
I was
very generous. It's one of my favorite movies. I like that movie a lot.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you do. You probably watched that.
A rat.
Ratchet. Oh, man. You probably watched that with your family every night. And then now you're out there in Wyoming actually watching it and cooking with rats. And now you're probably taking all your dates out there to watch Ratatouille. Hey, girl.
Exactly.
Want to watch some Ratatouille?
That's why I have a portable projector.
You ever seen this scene 42 minutes in? This one's my favorite. Well, I think that's about... actually, okay. Added bonus question that just got reminded... Oh my gosh. How do I say this?
Brought up. Just got brought up.
In my brain. I remembered. That's the right word. I remembered. Oh, and I think I mentioned something about Peeps already, huh? My friend asked me Peeps. He literally just wanted to be me. He's like, do this, Peeps. So now I have to talk about Peeps. I really don't think he meant my friends. I think he means those sickening little marshmallow freaks. I'm pretty sure. This is just a theory. Birds aren't real in the first place, but all the things, all those videos when you were young about chicken McNuggets, all the stuff that they used to make chicken McNuggets, I'm pretty sure McDonald's did some weird standard things, so they stopped making it the way they used to. But then they sold that patent of chicken parts to the Peeps company, where they in turn merged it with all kind of weird mutated gelatin. And now today we have Peeps, probably formed in Burma in a sweatshop, and probably with parts of abandoned children. And now you have Peeps in packages, multicolored.
I hate Peeps. That's my 2 cents.
Yeah. It's like, this one's not even an unpopular opinion. This is Heath's popular opinion. Peeps are actually awful.
One time you, it's probably the one time you'll offend somebody.
Man, yeah. I don't even know what else to say about that. Man, I should. Man, I'll tell you what, since I still have yet to even make a tweet, I just felt really inspired to probably write an entire paper about Peeps and just post it online and see what happens.
Do it. Reddit.
Peeps, man. Freaking whack. And they all taste the same. The multicolored thing is just a hoax. They literally all just taste like knee cartilage.
What? I mean, Skittles and M&M's all taste the same too.
What? Is that a joke? That is not even funny.
I'm serious.
M&M's are chocolate. And I don't even know what the heck Skittles are, but at least they taste hecka good and get stuck in your mouth.
I've never tasted a difference. I mean, I guess I have had I've actually never tasted a difference in the Skittles.
Wow. # uncultured candy fiend right there. But it's okay. No, it's not. Welcome. Signing off today. Heath's unpopular opinion. I did not get a lot of sleep last night, people. Sorry. Good night and goodbye. Thanks for tuning in.